This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The University of Colorado Boulder waived student fees for graduate workers at this month's Board of Regents meeting. Now, Colorado State University students want the same. CPR's Paulo Chalcedo reports.
An internal report found that a lack of funding for graduate students is hurting CSU when it comes to competing for talent against other research universities. Some hope to help fix that by eliminating student fees for graduate workers, which can add over $1,000 per semester. Quinn Miller, a second-year graduate student, says the fees are a burden for workers already living on a small stipend.
It makes it difficult to pay my rent. It makes me really avoid spending anything outside of, you know, just the bare necessities, basically just rent and food.
CSU leaders are considering the solution. Student fees pay for things like counseling, student government, and the athletics department. I'm Paulo Chalcedo, CPR News.
Meanwhile, at the Colorado School of Mines, they will get a new research facility that's expected to cost $167 million. The building will replace laboratories used by U.S. Geological Survey scientists focused on critical energy and mineral programs. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announced that the project will be funded through the president's bipartisan infrastructure law. This is CPR News. We're kicking off All Things Considered this hour. The Florida Everglades is a massive unique ecosystem that the Biden administration wants to restore. In fact, the president's infrastructure bill dedicates more than $1 billion to do it, but Republicans are taking issue with this. We'll hear that story in 15 minutes. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. Lots to come.